It's time for exciting varsity boys baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game is brought to you by Bergner Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Culver's, Dave's County Market, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Lincoln Wood Products, the Merrill High School Baseball Boosters, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Park City Credit Union, Pine Ridge Mobile, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Wendorf Bus, and West Side Market. Now let's send it to the field with downtown Ollie Burrows.
And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and welcome to Mark Simon Field in Weston, where your Blue Jays coming in 3-7 in the conference, going up against D.C. Everest. I'll tell you, the weather has absolutely wreaked havoc with the schedule. Stevens Point is 8-0. They've got four conference games to play. Everest and East are 4-3 East. They've got five games to play. Rapids 4-4, four games to play. Marshfield 3-5, four games to play. The only teams that are on pace are the Wausau West Warriors 3-7 and the Blue Jays 3-7, who will play today here at Mark Simon Field in Weston and come home to face the Evergreens on Thursday. Talked with some of the Evergreen players who I have the privilege of working with as a substitute teacher, full disclosure, and they're looking forward to this one, because when you take a look at the roster for the Evergreens, they have 15 players. Make that 17 players, and all but two of them are pitchers. So when they get into a situation like this with 15 guys who can throw, they can eat innings, and they can look at five conference games in a week and play like they do in professional baseball and have the arms to do it. The Blue Jays, on the other hand, with Kaminsky, Ryman, Weichs, Schultz, and Connets, that's only 500 pitches a week. So there's a big, big advantage for the Evergreens. And Langben will not be starting tonight for them. So we'll be seeing one of their other pitchers. And we will come back and go through the starting lineups with you. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field. I am downtown Ollie Burrows. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Boys Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Taking a look at the lineup for your Blue Jays. Brady Norton leading off in left field. Isaac Clapper batting second and short. Sam Ryman batting third on the hill. Brady Connets fourth at first base. E.J. Weichs fifth in right field. Caden Henrich behind the plate at sixth. Cooper Wendorf seventh at second base. Kaminsky will be at short. At third base for us. And it will be Carter Boddy in center field, batting ninth. Carter Kaminsky. For the Evergreens out there on the hill will be Logan Cherick, left-handed senior pitcher. He sets, comes up against Norton, lefty on lefty. Long pause there, throws downstairs in the dirt, one ball, no strikes. Poppy in left, Ebersold at short, Langben at third, Versamack in right, Van Slyke at first, Cotter behind the plate, George at second, Welsh the DH, McDonald in center for the Evergreens. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike call. Breaking ball over the middle of the plate. One ball, one strike. Jarek, very deliberate working thus far. Out of the stretch, sets at the belt. Long pause, 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, outer half of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Again, Evergreen's got five games to complete for conference. They're 4-3. Blue Jays are 3-7 with just the two games this week to finish before playoffs with next Monday's game at home with Crandon. And that's hit into left field, coming in and over is the left fielder, and bringing it down is Poppy, and so that will be the first out. And just a quick program note, not only do we have softball tomorrow from Wausau West, 3:45 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch, but playoffs on Thursday with 4:15 and 4:30 with Rhinelander coming to place your Blue Jays at the MAC. Cherick sets. There's the pitch up and away to Clapper. Clapper bats from the right side. Playing shortstop today with Ryman on the hill. One ball, no strike. Cherick sets. There's the pitch. Down in the dirt, bounces away from Cotter, the catcher. Two balls and no strikes. And next Monday, that's right, Trackside Live, the results show is back, 6 to 7:30. And on digital delay, the Crandon Merrill Boys baseball game from Athletic Park. There's down and away, three balls, no strikes. So four games in 4 days this week and one next week for sure. And we'll find out whether we've got girls playoffs Tuesday and boys baseball later in the week. And that's strike one on fastball. So Cherick, 3-1 on the count. Beautiful day for a ball game. 325 down the lines, 385 to center. Here's the 3-1 upstairs, and Clapper gets the walk. That's going to bring up Sam Ryman. Ryman, who also West last week, went yad. Unfortunately, it was a solo dinger as they lost 3-2 in a game that shouldn't have been ended the way it did. So we got Clapper on first, modest lead against the left-hander. Ryman hits that one to short. Two bounces to second for one, over to first, and there's that tailor-made 6-4-3 double play. So after one inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left, it is the Blue Jays nothing and the Evergreens nothing. Back with the bottom of the first after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field in Weston. Bottom of the first inning. Evergreens coming up. Poppy, Eversold, and Langben against Sam Ryman. Good day to get loose, but the flag is blowing straight out to right. So anything hit into right field is going to get a little bit of a boost here at Mark Simon Field. Of course, Coach Langben for the Evergreens putting together a lineup because right now it's going to be decided soon. We will have the brackets. Of course, the Blue Jays, the only D2 team in the Valley Conference. So it will be interesting to see how they stack up. They're 3-7 in conference. They'll certainly boost their status with a win here today over the Evergreens. So Poppy comes up to lead off, batting from the right side. Ryman into the wind. Here's the first pitch, and it's grounded foul. Grabbed by Coach Langben. Throws it into Ebersold. We'll hold on to it till the ump is ready. No balls, one strike. Ryman gets that one in the dirt all the way back to the backstop. Now Ebersold's got two to hold on to. Here's Ryman's 1-1 pitch. Strike two, breaking ball downstairs on the inner half of the plate. One ball, two strike, or check that, no balls. No, that should be 1-2. I think they missed something on the scoreboard. That's a breaking ball that came in tight. Two balls, two strikes, yep. They were a little slow on the uptake there. Two balls, two strikes. That's hit into left field. Gets past Norton, heads out to the fence. Picked up nicely, throw to second. That'll be a double for Poppy. Took one upstairs and drove it into left center field. Norton caught up with it, but in the alleys here, the symmetric field, it's 370, and that one was headed right for the 370 sign. So Ebersole's second up. We'll see if they're going to play small ball. Ebersole bats from the left side, or right side, back deep in the batter's box, upstairs on a fastball, one ball, no strikes. Again, Blue Jays, two games to finish the conference season, and next Monday from Athletic Park against Crandon, which is a good prep for the playoffs. That's downstairs, but it caught the knees, one ball, one strike. So Poppy on second after the leadoff double. Nobody out here. Ryman sets high. There's the pitch, and that's hit in the air. That was a breaking ball upstairs. Wendorf backpedaling. Called off by, let's see what we got there. It was called off by Clapper, but I think that one fell in, and I got to call that one as an error. I believe it's going to be on Clapper. Wish I could see the replay. There's a little bit of confusion there. Now there's runners on first and second. Nate Langbend coming up. Sets. Langbend rips that one into the hole, just past a dizing Isaac Clapper. Into Ryman. That was not executed quite the way they wanted it to be by Norton, but Langbend with a single and an RBI. Versamack also bats from the right side. He's the right fielder, so Ryman's been greeted with two singles and an error, and it's 1-0 Evergreens here in the bottom of the first. Inside turns Ebersole away. One ball, no strikes. Ryman sets high. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Upstairs again, two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays are in the top half of the league batting, but when you take a look at the stats, everybody is between 233 and 212, except Stevens Point at 362. There's one wide. Three balls, no strikes. So after Ebersole, Vance Leicht, the first baseman's up. There's the 3-0 pitch. Strike one. Three balls, one strike. Ebersole deep in the batter's box. Waits for the 3-1 pitch from Ryman. Upstairs, the breaking ball did not break. So that walk moves everybody up 90 feet. Langbend moves to second. Ebersole on the error. Gets to third, and that's going to bring up Vance Leicht. Cole Vance Leicht. Bats from the left side. Nobody out. One run in already. There's the pitch. Strike one call. So two singles, a dropped pop fly in short center field, and a walk. Loads the bases, brings in a run. Upstairs, one ball, one strike. Downtown Olive Burroughs, pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay softball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. There's the 1-1 pitch. Strike two on the breaking ball. Vance Leicht clearly did not like the location of that one. Not that he didn't think it was a strike, but he didn't even begin to take a cut at that one. But now he's in a 1-2 hole with nobody out. And that's going to get past Henrik. Here's the play at the plate. Safe. It didn't roll that far away, but Ebersole took off as soon as it rolled away. That'll be a pass ball. Moves everybody up. So that puts runners on second and third. Two balls, two strikes. Coach Schultz is out. And he's talking about the position of Van Slyke in terms of interference on that one. So we'll see how far he gets. With his knowledge of mathematics, I'm sure he understands the angles that went on there. And he's going out to confer. Plate umpire's going out to confer with the base umpire. So we'll see whether or not we have an interference call here. So they're saying no. But if you stay in the box and that blocks a throw, Coach Schultz is quietly and calmly making the argument, because if you stay in the box and that interferes, the box is not a protection on one like that. So Coach Schultz, not surprisingly, loses the argument. And that puts two runs across and 2-2 count now to Van Slyke. And he hits one up the middle. Clapper picks it up, long throw. And that's going to be an RBI for Van Slyke on the 6-3 putout, scoring Langben. That makes it 3-0 and moves Versamack to third.
Andrew
Cotter batting from the left side as well. So it's 3-0 now. Strike downstairs outside half of the plate. No balls, one strike, one out here. Already 3-0 for the Evergreens. Bottom of the first from Mark Simon Field. Ryman sets high. There's the pitch. Henrik framed it nicely, but that's a little bit upstairs, a little bit out. One ball, one strike. There's the pitch, a breaking ball. Line drive, Canitz knocks it down, steps on the bag. So it'll be three unassisted, but it brings in another run. So all of the hits, walks, and errors have scored, and with two outs now, George playing second base today. He's up. Nobody on base, but four plated by the Evergreens. Ryman rocks and fires. Strike one call. So a double, an error by Clapper, a single, a walk, and two ground outs, and that brings in four runs. There's another breaking ball too far in. One ball, one strike, two outs on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Remember, stay tuned at the end of the game for our Daves County Market postgame show brought to you by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. George swings through a fastball. That takes the count to 1-2 with two outs. Remember, also stay tuned after the game for our Daves County Market postgame show as well. Swing and a miss. Ball hits the turf. Henrik throws him out on a K3. But for the Evergreens, four runs, two hits, one error, and nobody left. And after one from Mark Simon Field and Weston, it is the Merrill Blue Jays trailing the D.C. Everest Evergreens 4-0. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field, downtown Ollie Brothers. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Connitz and Wikes and Henrik. One ball outside on a breaking ball. Jarek pauses to look around a little bit. Sets at the waist. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Connitz lefty on lefty, and that bounces in. Two balls and no strikes. Jarek's tried to get the release point on that breaking ball down now. Two balls, no strikes, but four runs, two hits, a walk, and an error gave the Evergreens four runs in the bottom of the first. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that's turned on Connitz to second base. Couple hops. Won't say Sunday hops, but they were sure Saturday nighters. 4-3 for Connitz on the put out if you're keeping score. So, apologize for the technical difficulties. And we're back on, bottom of the first, or top of the second. There's a fastball inside. So we apologize for those technical difficulties. There's downstairs, one ball, one strike. Checking with our producer director, Arthur Wyman, to see what's happening there. If we can figure out what's going on back at the station. So we apologize. That's inside. Oh, we rung him up on the inside corner. So we've got one ball, two strikes. There's a fastball. Inside gets away from Cotter. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one out here. Fifth hitter, E.J. Wykes. That's inside. Three balls, two strikes. Wykes, Logan left side. Strike three call on the outer half of the plate. And EJ didn't have a squawk on that one as he takes a called third strike. That's going to bring up Henrik. Henrik behind the plate. So two outs here. One strikeout, one walk for Cherick. Henrik. Cherick sets. Very deliberate in his delivery. And Henrik hits that into right field, coming in, grabbing at the right fielder on the line. So the Blue Jays go down quietly in the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After one and a half from Mark Simon Field in Weston, it is the D.C. Everest Evergreens 4, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field, downtown Olliboros. Thankful that we've gotten the technical problems fixed, at least for the moment. Welsh, DH, 8-9-1, McDonald, and then Poppy, top of the order, four against Ryman. Upstairs, fastball, one ball, no strikes. So four runs, two hits, no errors, 0-0-1. Strike upstairs, that one was letter high. Blue rung him up. One ball, one strike. Ryman quickly back to work. Down and away, two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. Welch, the DH. There's the 2-1 pitch. He fouls that one back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bottom of the second, Blue Jays trailing 4-0. Remember, tomorrow we're at Wausau West for girls softball, 3:45 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch, last regular season game. Oh, there's a breaking ball down in the dirt. And Thursday we're back at the MAC as it's playoff time, girls style. 10th-seeded Hodags coming to play the 7th-seeded D2 Merrill Blue Jays. Here's the pitch, and that's hit in the air. Headed down the third base line. And Clapper overruns it and then comes back. And they're saying he dropped it. So if the runner gets on, yeah, the batter gets on, that'll be charged as an error to Clapper. The wind is not that strong on the flagpole, but obviously it's deceptive. And we've got the beautiful sunshine with no clouds between us and the soul. There's the pitch. Oh, yes. And throws Welch, and he goes back to the dugout with a looking strikeout. That's going to bring up McDonald.
Number 11,
Pearson McDonald. Pearson's in center field. Gets set in the batter's box. He, too, is deep. Ryman winds upstairs. He leans McDonald back a little bit. One ball, no strikes. That breaking ball did not break too sharply. There's the 1-0 pitch. McDonald fouls it off. Steps out of the batter's box to check the signs as Poppy throws the ball back to Blue. One ball, one strike, one out here. Ryman rocks and fires. Breaking ball. Swing through and miss, but Henrik couldn't get a glove on it. Fortunately, it wasn't a third strike because that could have easily gotten McDonald to first. McDonald coiled, waited, and that's another one down and in the dirt. Henrik puts a block on that one. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the second inning, Blue Jays trailing 4-0. Downtown Oliveros, pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Ryman rocks and fires. Oh, there's the breaking ball. And that one Henrik held on to, so a swinging strikeout. That's two outs. That's going to bring up Poppy. He doubled to left center with the 370 sign area. Back in the first, it came around to score on Langben's single. Strapping right-hander again deep in the box. Fastball, strike one. So two outs here. Bottom of the second, Blue Jays trailing 4-0. And that's hit into right field. Over Wendorf's glove. He tried to gauge that one carefully, but there was no way, unless he'd been minute bold, he was going to grab that one. So Ebersole, who got on a pop into short right center field, and that was off of Clapper's glove. A little confusion between Clapper and Wendorf on that one. So Ebersole got on and came around and scored on the pass ball. And he hits one down, foul right field, tearing over after it was E.J. Wikes, but he came up a good 12 feet short. Excellent hustle there again. He is playing Ebersole to pull. Right and left field are playing straight away, but Wikes was well off the line there. He's headed back to the same spot, so no balls, one strike, two outs. Nice lead for Poppy. He's going down and in the dirt. That's going to be a stolen base. So that puts Poppy in scoring position with two outs and Ebersole. One ball, one strike. Two outs under Dave's County Market scoreboard here, bottom of the second. Blue Jays trailing 4-0. Ryman looks in, gets the sign, sets high under the chin. Two looks back. Turns on, he's got him in rundown. They're running toward him. Ryman's running toward him, and he throws it. And Kaminsky can't hold on to it. So that's going to be an E5 and put the runner on third. Ryman caught him and had him halfway between second and third. Wisely ran right at him, followed the textbook, and Kaminsky couldn't hold on to it. So that puts Poppy on third. And that's going to get away from Henrik. And that's going to be a wild pitch, and that's going to score another run. So talk about manufacturing runs. a single, a stolen base, an error on the pickoff, and then a wild pitch. That makes it 5 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Evergreens. Strike, fastball, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tough way to give up a run. There's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So Ryman strikes out the side, but in between, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, and nobody left after 2 complete from Mark Simon Field in Weston. It is the Evergreens 5, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field, top of the third, or bottom. Yeah, top of the third. I'll get it right yet. Blue Jays trailing 5-0. It'll be Wendorf, Kaminsky, Boddy, 7, 8, 9 hitters. Cherick, fastball, strike one. So Blue Jays, talk about coming up with a run the hard way. Single, stolen base, an error. There's a swing and a miss on a pickoff play and a wild pitch. So Blue Jays down 5-0 here, top of the third inning. Cherick sets, breaking ball, strike three, call. Caught the outer half of the plate on that one. That's going to bring up Carter Kaminsky. Kaminsky's at third base today.
Number 23, Carter Kaminsky.
So Cherick, 7 up, 1 walk, but raced in a double play. Cherick sets, there's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kaminsky chased one upstairs, but I think that might have been in the zone anyway. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out here under Daves County Market scoreboard. Top of the third, Blue Jays trailing the Evergreens 5-0. Down and in, 1 ball, 1 strike. Again, remember, we're back with softball tomorrow and Thursday, and next Monday, digital delay, 7:30, final regular season baseball game at Athletic Park, fouled off as Crandon comes to town. Precursor of the playoffs. Again, we don't have the playoff brackets yet. But Thursday is playoff softball with the Hodags 10th seeded coming to play the Evergreen, the Blue Jays 7th seeded at the Mock. Downstairs, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, nobody on base, top of the third inning. Logan Cherick sits at the belt. Good long pause. There's the pitch, and that's hit over Cherick's glove to the shortstop, over to first. Gets him. That's the second out. Now, Cherick there showed good fielding discipline because he held off going for it. And it'll bring up Boddy, 9th hitter. But an excellent play there by Ebersold. Came in, charged it, picked it up, took care of it. Boddy, 9th hitter. Upstairs, ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Boddy toward the rear, but not as far back as some of the Evergreen hitters in the batter's box. That's down in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. Clapper, the only runner thus far for the Blue Jays. And 8 in a row out. Nothing beyond regulation because Clapper's walk was erased in Ryman's 6-4-3 double play. 2 balls, no strikes. Boddy doing the circle with the bat. Downstairs, 3 balls, no strikes. Again, remember to stay tuned after the game today for our Daves County Market postgame show brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. Brady Norton, first hitter in the lineup up there. Ball four, 4-ball walk to Boddy, and that's going to bring up Norton, who flew out to Poppy and left field to lead off the game. Again, we're in the top of the third from Mark Simon Field. Beautiful day for a ball game. But Blue Jays trailing 5-0 here, top of the third. And Logan Sherrick throws over there. Body gets back, and Van Slyke lost the ball, rolled about halfway, about a third of the way to second base. So Sherrick again sets at the waist, looks over at Body, throws the plate, and that's hit to short and lined out. So that's going to be the third out. Again, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left after two and a half from Mark Simon Field. It is the Evergreens 5, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field, downtown Hollywood. I'm pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Boys Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Too quickly down in to Langben. Langben single to run in the first. That's ball three. So four runs in the first for the Evergreens. One last inning. There's the 3-0 pitch, and that's downstairs, and Langben draws a four-pitch walk.
Right fielder.
Versamac, who walked, advanced on a pass ball and scored after two ground outs back in the first, comes up. So he's 0 for 0 with a run scored. Upstairs, ball one. Langben got a very, very good lead. We'll see if they're going to send him. Several weeks ago, he injured a shoulder jamming it going into a base, so I think he will make sure that he does not go head first. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Upstairs, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody out. Langben on first. Bottom of the third. Blue Jays trailing 5-0. Strike. Breaking ball on the inner half of the plate. Versabach kind of froze a bit on that one. So that makes it two balls, one strike. That's strike two on a breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Nate Langben on first for the Evergreens. There's the 2-2 pitch, and that's hit to third. Kaminsky to second for one. Nice heads-up, clean slide by Langben, and Wendorf wisely holds on. So 5-4 on the fielder's choice. Van Slyke, who grounded out to short and drove in a run in the first, comes up now. He's batting from the left side. Over on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 in baseball, it is Medford 2, West 1. WBA award-winning broadcaster Chad Holmes bringing you the play-by-play there. The good Lord gave you two ears. Give him one and me the other. One out. Down in the dirt. Henrik blocks that one. Ryman's missed a number of pitches downstairs in the strike zone, and Henrik's had to do yeoman's duty. Had a pass ball in the first that scored a run. And then a wild pitch scored one in the second. That's upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Versamac on first. Cotter on deck and George in the hole. Ryman sets. There's the pitch. Again, upstairs, breaking ball. Three balls and no strikes. 3 balls, no strikes. Runner on first 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Ryman throws over. Versamack back easily. Ryman again sets high. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Ball four. He walked him on four pitches. That moves Versamack to second. Brings up Carter. Carter drove in a run back in the first inning with a ground out to first. Coach Schultz taking a walk to the mound. We'll take a quick break. 5-0, bottom of the third inning. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And there's a foul down the third base line. So Cotter comes up with runners on first and second. Very brief conference. Coach Schultz trying to help Sam get it squared away. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that's hit deep to right center field. That's going to go to the fence. Wikes is picking it up. One run in. Two runs in. They're going to send him home. No, they cut it off. Oh, he's having some fun with that on third. Coach Langben sent him home, but Cotter triples in two more runs. And that makes it now 7. And now we got a courtesy runner. And coming in for the Evergreens on the courtesy running. And he's not Brennan. Hotchberger, okay. So wearing number 6, not 26. Hotchberger. That brings up George. He struck out swinging to end the first. So Ryman again struck out the side last inning but gave up a single, stolen base, error by Kaminsky on the pickoff and a wild pitch. And here, two runs on a triple by the catcher. That's upstairs to George. Two balls and a strike. Sam loses his hat on that one. Two balls, one strike, one out. Hotchberger, the courtesy runner on third, and there's the attempt for the bunt. And here he comes to the plate. Safe! Call New York! Oh, wow! He got back there. That's going to be a pass ball scoring. Hotchberger with aggressive base running on a bunt attempt. Wow. I'd be calling for the replay challenge on that one. Well, that now makes it 8-0. Nobody on base, one out. Count is now 2-2 on George. Ryman winds. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Gets past Henrik. Three balls, two strikes. Three balls, two strikes. There's ball four blocked again by Henrik. And I think Coach Schultz is going to get somebody warming up. Welch struck out looking to start off the second inning. So 8 runs, 4 hits, no errors. And here comes Coach Schultz. There's going to be a pitching change. We'll be back with that call to the bullpen after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field. Corey Page up from the JVs is out there 8-0 now. And that's hit into center field. Base hit. moves the runner up to second, caught a breaking ball and pulled it into left field. So that's Welch's first hit. He's now 1-for-2.
Center fielder.
And moves George to second, brings up McDonald. He struck out swinging. McDonald has decent speed on the bases, but batting in the ninth position, there's strike one called for Page. So 8 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Evergreens here in the bottom of the third. 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 3 here in the third, and 2 on. And that's hit in the air. Wikes moves over to right center field. They're going to test his arm, and Ryman can't hold on to the throw, but he goes back to second. George was talking about testing him. So that's a fly out to Wikes and right. That's 2 outs. Brings up Poppy, 8th man in the inning. Getting rid of a ball. Poppy throws it over to Coach Langbin. I think that was Langbin. So Poppy's doubled and singled and scored twice. And that's hit into right center field. That's going to go to the wall. 1 run's going to score. Oh, tripping, going around second. And they're going to send him home. Here comes the runner to third. And they're going to hold him with a triple. Poppy triples to right center field all the way out to the 370 sign. That puts in 2 more. And now the score is 10-0 here. And there's still 2 outs. 9th hitter Ebersold ended last inning with a strikeout. So Welch singles. McDonald goes out to right. Triple for Poppy. Inside ball one. So Page is getting a welcome from the Evergreens here. 5 runs in here in the bottom of the third. Upstairs. 2 balls and no strikes. Page sets the chest. Strike one on a breaking ball. Two balls, 1 strike, 2 outs on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Evergreens up 10-0. And that's hit into ground, into center field. That'll bring in another run. That makes it 11-0. And Langbin, who started out this inning with a walk and was erased on a 5-4 fielder's choice, comes up. So 4 hits, but 6 runs, a couple of walks. Everybody's come in thus far. There's Page's pitch downstairs, ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. 11-0 Evergreens, bottom of the third inning. And that's hit into right center field. That one's going to go to the fence. Coming around to score is Ebersold. Coming around from third, and they're going to hold him up. They're not going to risk Langbin. So Langbin gets a triple and a ribby, and that makes it 12-0. 6-7 runs here now in the bottom of the third.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to see a pinch hitter for Versamac.
Pinch hitting number 8, Jack Dvorak.
Dvorak pinch hitting for Versamac. So 12 runs, 8 hits for the Evergreens. There's a fastball out, I should say a breaking ball, outer half of the plate. Page up in the count, 0 balls, 1 strike. Evergreens hitting just about everything that isn't nailed down. Swings through one. So Dvorak comes up to bat here. Junior outfielder and pitcher. He fouls it back to the screen. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Corey gets new ball. Page with the runner on third. Outside. One ball, two strikes. Again, Blue Jays gave up four in the bottom of the first, one in the second, seven here in the third. Want to get in and do some sticking. And grounded to third. Picking it up. Clapper over to first. And that's going to be it. But 11 men come to the plate. Seven runs on five hits. No errors. And Langman left on third. And after three complete, it's Evergreen's 12. Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. Welcome back to Mark Simon Field, downtown Olive Bros. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Baseball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Clapper comes up. Blue Jays down 12-0 at this point in the top of the fourth inning. Couple of walks only from Cherick. There's down and away again. Two balls, no strikes. So 10 up in three innings for the Blue Jays. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Clapper hits one back to Cherick. Spins, throws, gets him. So that's 1-3 on the putout. Ryman comes up. He grounded to a 6-4-3 double play back in to end the first.
Designated hitter, number 34, Sam Ryman.
Now they're calling Ryman the designated hitter since he was pitcher. There's the pitch, and he hits one foul down the first base side, past the netting, I think. Shortstop, yeah, I didn't think he was DHing. By the way, I have a shout-out to Ralph Weiss, who corrected me all the way from Israel. Can't get a win in a save in girls softball. And it's Craig Biggio who owns the all-time hit-by-pitch record. I go back too far remembering Ron Hunt and two other guys even more than Hunt. So, Ralph, if you're listening there in Israel on Blue Jay 96.3, you were right twice. No balls, two strikes for Ryman. He's trying to right one into the field of play, and he hits one. Oh, he gets into that, and he gets it past the left fielder. Ryman goes to second. We'll see if Ryman's going to go to third, and there's a nice throw. So Ryman breaks the no-hitter and gets a double. He caught a breaking ball and turned on it, hit it past the left fielder. That's going to bring up Brady Connett, who grounded out the second, grounding out second to first. So Blue Jays get their first hit of the game here in the fourth. They're trailing 12-0 here in the fourth. And, of course, they've got to get some runs scored so that they can avoid the 10-run mercy rule after five. So they need some runs this inning and next. Connett's. There's the set. There's the pitch. And he hits one to short. Clean pickup. Ebersole over to first. That's the ground out. That moves Ryman up to third. And that brings up Weichs, who struck out looking back in the second. Weichs from the left side, as is Connett. So it was left on left, but Brady couldn't pull it. Let's see what EJ can do. Ryman 90 feet away from breaking the shutout. And Weichs pulls it to first. Picked up by the first baseman. Oh, he gets there. Just barely bobbled it, but it's 3-0, and the hit is wasted. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. After 3.5 from Mark Simon Field, it is the Evergreens 12, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3.
Wendorf Bus Service is proud to support the Merrill.
And welcome back to Mark Simon Field. As I said before, our fourth inning stretch brought to you by Nicolet Bank in Merrill. With Van Slyke coming up, they're bringing in Wikes, and it looks like Palacek has gone in to right field, which means he will probably be batting in Kaminsky's spot. And there's Van Slyke, who has two for two, I believe. Let me check that. Oh, no, 0 for 1 with a run driven in and a walk and scored, and that's off Henrik's glove. So Blue Jays trying to stem the bleeding here. 12 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Evergreens, 0-1 and 2 for the Blue Jays. Of course, again, as I said a moment ago, if the Blue Jays don't score and cut it to below 10, strike on the outside corner, one ball, two strikes. In the top of the fifth with the mercy rule, we will go home early today, and they'll get ready to play home against the Evergreens on Thursday. Wikes gives the nod. There's the pitch, and that's hit foul down the left field line. I think somebody may have gotten that one in the fans. All vehicles, however, I believe are safe. So Wikes is up in the count. One ball, two strikes. Van Slyke from the left side. Here comes the pitch. And he hits a liner into left field. Sharp single to left. That's going to bring up Carter. Carter's got three ribbies, ground out, unassisted to first in the first inning and tripled in a pair before scoring on a pass ball in that seven-run third. 2-2 tie over on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 with Chad Holmes. He'll be out there at West with me tomorrow. Strike on the outer half of the point. So with Carter, Van Slyke and Carter coming up, again, Medford West tied 2-2, end of five. Wikes sets below the belt. There's the pitch upstairs. One ball, one strike. Three RBI, one for two for Cotter with George on deck and Welsh in the hole. Wikes trying to get us through scoreless. Oh, there's a nice throw over to first, but Van Slyke dives back easily. Nine hits now for the Evergreens. Wikes sets, there's the pitch. And that's excuse me, hit back to him. Throws to second for one, over to first. Nope, Ryman holds on to it. So there's a fielder's choice, a nice, clean, hard slide. And that ended any thoughts of a double play. So runners.
Carter Miller
coming up to pinch hit for George. Miller's a sophomore. So 12 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and so some substituting now by Coach Langben. Miller comes up batting from the right side of the plate. Wyke sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good cut on a fastball. No balls, one strike, one out on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Remember to stay tuned after the game for our Daves County Market postgame show brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. That's fouled off on a breaking ball. So Wikes ahead in the count to Miller, the pinch hitter, 0-2. With Cotter on first. Wikes steps off. Miller steps out. Cotter getting a decent lead. There's the pitch. Down and in, it gets away from Henrik. That's going to be a pass ball. That moves Cotter up to second. Again here, bottom of the fourth inning. Evergreen's up 12-0. Blue Jays trying to stem it with Wikes out there. Keep playing after the next inning. They're going to need at least two to tie. That's going to be hit to second. Wendorf, handcuffs him, still gets the ground out. And that's going to be two outs and move Cotter to third. And that's going to bring up Welch, struck out looking to start the second, singled and scored last inning. And another pinch hitter for Coach Lang, Ben. Welch, senior infielder. Oh, I'm sorry. He's the DH. I said another substitution. I apologize. Coach Langben, understandably, substituting liberally. There's the windup. There's the pitch. Downstairs, one ball. Cotter definitely testing the patience of Henrik behind the plate. He hung down there for a good 10 seconds. Coach Langben kind of, I think, admonishing him a little bit. There's the set. There's the pitch. And that's hit. Foul ball. Nice snag by Clapper, but that was about 6 feet foul or less. Good hustle. One ball, one strike, two outs. 12-0. Evergreens. Bottom of the fourth. Cotter on third and the DH Welch at the plate. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's fouled off. Grabbed by, looks like there's a pitch hitter in the on-deck circle for McDonald. So I'm not sure who's going to be batting next. So here we are with the hit. Oh, what a snag by Ryman. Line out to short. So the Blue Jays get out. Here in the fourth, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. After four complete from Mark Simon Field, it is the Evergreens 12, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field, top of the fifth inning, Blue Jays trailing 12-0, needing three runs. Henrik takes fastball upstairs.
Devin Poppy is now the third baseman. Tom Ebersole the second. Nate Langben is short.
And all sorts of moves. Poppy the third. Langben the second. There's hit to short. Langben picks it up. Nice throw. 6-3 put out. So that one gets credited to Langben. Ebersole went to second. Poppy went to third. Langben went to short. And I'm not sure who took over for Poppy in left field.
Second baseman.
But that's going to bring up Wendorf. One out here, top of the fifth. Blue Jays trailing 12-0. Page is on deck. Swing and a miss. Wendorf. No balls, one strike. Cherrick sets inside, one ball, one strike. So Cherrick gave up a walk in the first, a walk in the third, and Ryman's double in the fourth inning. And that's hit foul. Oh, into left field. We'll have to see whether they're going to give that a hit or an error. Checking with the scoreboard. And they're going to give him a hit. So Cooper Wendorf singles under the glove of Poppy at third base, and that's going to bring up Page, who's batting. So Page, I must have gone to right field. I thought it was Palacek out there, but Page. So there's a strike. Back to first. Save. Wendorf made it back. raised a dust cloud. No balls, one strike, one out. Top of the fifth. Blue Jays need three to keep playing. Downstairs, one ball, one strike. Remember, we're back with softball tomorrow, 3:45. Pregame, 4 o'clock, Wausau West, Valley Conference, last game of the year. Upstairs, strike on the breaking ball. Brought that in at the letters. One ball, two strikes, one out. Page. Waiting. There's the pitch. And he hits that one to third, picks it up, foul ball. So count stays at 1-2. And remember, Thursday it's playoffs as the Blue Jay girls host the Rhinelander Hodags at the MAC. 4:15 pregame, 4:30 first pitch, playoffs. Time is called. Stepping over to talk to the coach. Trying to get himself regrouped a little bit. And I think we're going to see a courtesy runner now. And that's going to be Tom. I think Henrik might have hurt himself a little bit there. Or excuse me, that's Wendorf. So Tom is in. It's courtesy runner, and he gets back safely. So we'll see if Wendorf's okay. He was limping a little bit there.
38.
So Tom, pinch running for Wendorf here, top of the fifth. And that's hit foul ball again down to third base. Hoppy's been a busy man. Page stays alive, one ball, two strikes. Cherick is coming inside on the hands. He's busting him on the hands with that breaking ball. Throws back to first, Tom dives back in. Evergreens naturally want to finish this one up and go home early. Blue Jays want to make sure they're playing for a while. Jarek sets. There's the 1-2. Hit to third. Pass third. Oh! Langben couldn't make the clean pickup. Taps his glove with a little disgust, but I think we're going to rule that one a hit. No. They're giving him an error.
Center fielder.
So Langben gets the error. That puts runners on first and second. Body walked with two outs in the third, and he comes up here. He could stroke one across that left center field fence. That would put the Blue Jays into playing a little more ball. Outside, ball one. So Blue Jays finally have two runners on Wendorf's single and the error by Langben. Well, Cherick sets. Pauses, there's the pitch. And that's going to get past the catcher. And that's going to move everybody up. We're going to call that one a wild pitch. So that puts runners on second and third with one out. Bodies ahead in the count 2-0. So Cherokee not even in a jam, up 12-0, but wanting to keep the shutout and go home. There's the 3-0 pitch, strike one. Body watched it downstairs. Three balls, one strike. Norton in the on-deck circle. He's 0-2. Here's Cherick's 2-1 pitch. Now it's 3-1. Somehow I put an extra ball on the board prematurely. Three balls, one strike. 3-1. Nice crowd here on senior day. Five Evergreen seniors. 3-1 count now for Cherick. Sets above the belt just slightly. Pauses, throws, and that's hit to short. Langben over to first. Gets him there. And that's going to give Body an RBI, and that makes it 12-1, and that's going to score Thumb, the courtesy runner. That brings up Norton with two outs. So the Blue Jays get 1-2 and two thus far. They get a run.
Brady Norton.
Norton's got to keep it alive. Top of the fifth. Cherick sets. Here's the pitch to Norton. Strike one, outer half of the plate. No balls, one strike. Cherick sits again. Runner on third. Down and away. So Page got on the error by Langbend at short, moved up on the wild pitch, and advances on the ground out. Mid 7-2 Medford over West. And that's hit to first. Two hops, bobbled, picked up. And that's going to be a three unassisted, and I believe that will be the game.
One run, one hit.
So one run, one hit, one error, and one left. And the game is finished. Final score, Evergreens 12, Blue Jays 1. We'll be back with our Daves County Market postgame show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Mark Simon Field. It was one of those days. Evergreens 12, Blue Jays 1. Mercy Rule after 4.5. Cherick gives up one in the top of the fifth. Wendorf singles and scores. I don't know if he got an upper or lower body injury. Tom, this courtesy runner, scored. Error by Langbend at short. And that was basically it. The ground out by Boddy brings in the run. But the Blue Jays will be back in action on Thursday. Our coverage the rest of this week is going to be girls softball. I don't think we're going to see Coach Schultz today. They got to regroup. Playoffs start next week. Blue Jays gave up 9 hits, 12 runs. Walks, Ryman takes the loss, Cherick gets the complete game win. And the two errors were minimally involved. Tough time for Ryman keeping the ball in the strike zone. And Henrik had a very busy day trying to bring it down. So the Blue Jays go down today 12-1. Tomorrow, 3:45 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch. It will be the last conference game on regular season game of the year for the Blue Jay girls as they go to face the Wausau West Warriors. I'll be at Wausau West, 3:45 again pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch. And then Thursday it's playoffs as the Blue Jay girls will host the Rhinelander Hodags D2 round one of the playoffs. Again, West in baseball trailing Medford 7-2. And we appreciate you listening, and we'll see if Coach Schultz is going to come over and talk to us a little bit. And so we're going to hold it right here. But, again, softball tomorrow, softball Thursday, and that special digital delay game next Monday, 7:30, following Trackside Live, the results show from 6 to 7:30. We'll have our first digital delay game with the Crandon team coming to Athletic Park. And as always, we are grateful for Coach Schultz coming to join us. Coach, thanks so much for coming over. First of all, anything serious that you could see with Cooper?
No, just he said groin hip. So, you know, he said it hurts to push, so we'll see tomorrow. I'm not a doctor, so I make no judgments.
And you don't
injuries.
Even play one on the radio.
No, I don't.
I wanted
try.
To put a smile on your face. It was a tough day.
Yeah, you know, you run into a buzzsaw. We gotta come out ready to play, and we gotta make some plays behind them. There's a couple plays we had opportunities to make that we didn't. That turned into runs. There's some plays I think we did make. The guy was out at the plate on the one. I know it's eight at that point, but it's just you can't miss that call. He was out, and it was not questionable. There was interference on the play on the other one as well. That's not, you can't lose your mind over it, but it's a pretty simple rule. You've got to stay in the batter's box in that play. If you want to be in the way there, you can, but you can't intentionally move out or unintentionally move out to get in the way in the play, and the kid did. You know what I mean? So it's not an intention thing. It's he got in the way of our guy making a throw to the plate, and that's interference. So
I was looking as you were kind of measuring the angles out there, and I said on air, the mathematician, you got him there.
And offensively, we have a chance. When you go on the road, you have a chance to come out and put some runs on the board. It looks, and we just talked about that, it looks a lot different when you're playing from behind, if you're the team from behind, than it does when you're the team on top. And the last two nights, we got behind, and it was tough, and we played two good teams, and that happens. We've got to do a better job getting some runs back offensively as well, because when you give up runs without putting a dent into their lead, that just gives them more confidence when they come up to the plate as well.
And of course, Page made his. Is this his first varsity appearance? Page?
No, he was in the game last night too. He played. He went out to right for the last couple innings last night too. So he's just getting back into shape. It was good there. We're in a pinch tonight. We had some guys that weren't here today because of commitments away from here, real life things, and he picked up the slack for us. He was in there. He can get ready, and he's pitched in the past, but he hasn't pitched yet this year. So it's kind of late in the season for a debut, but that's all right. He did a great job for us. It's tough. You can't bring guys in unless they're loose, and we didn't have anybody loose. So he did a good job for us there.
Well, you're going to be getting ready for Thursday, and again, as we said, we have that special broadcast. Trackside Live, the results show, returns next Monday.
Okay.
But I talked Steve into a digital delay of the game with Crandon. Because that's the kind of team you're going to see in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I think actually they might be D3.
Okay.
But that's okay. It's just a game at the end. We got Everest on Thursday night, and we'll come back then. Brady's ready to go. So it'll be a different game at our place. We can come out and get one before the end of the conference season here, and then we can come back and find out who we're playing. We'll find out tomorrow night. The seed meeting, and we'll go from there.
And we will be looking forward to checking the chart. Coach, as always, thanks so much for joining us in our Daves County Market postgame show.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for us. He's a stand-up guy. I've always said it. Coach Schultz joining us. Daves County Market postgame show brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. They value family. They value fresh. They value you, and we value Coach Schultz and all of the Blue Jays. Couple guys away. They were a little shorthanded, but they will be back Thursday, 4:45 pregame, 5 o'clock start, first pitch. We will be tomorrow from Wausau West, 3:45 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch, Last Valley Conference softball game for the Blue Jays on the road, and then playoffs on Thursday where they will host the Rhinelander Hodags again, 4:15 and 4:30 pregame and first pitch on Thursday, but 3:45 and 4 o'clock tomorrow at Wausau West. As always, we appreciate Arthur, producer-director. Final score again, 12-1. Downtown Ali, wishing you a good evening. We will talk tomorrow.
You've been listening to Merrill Varsity Baseball Action on Blue Jay 96.3 WJMT. Today's game has been brought to you by Bergner Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Culver's, Daves County Market, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Lincoln Wood Products, the Merrill High School Baseball Boosters, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Park City Credit Union, Heinrich Mobile, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Wendorf Bus, and Westside Market. Listen all season long as we bring you boys baseball on the voice of Merrill Varsity High School Sports. Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, on the WJMT app and Alexa.